What's going on, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another game cast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hey, everybody.
And tonight, we're recording episode number, it doesn't really matter.
Nope.
Milestone episodes matter, not so much the individual episodes, although they're all good, so you should listen to them. Definitely subscribe and hit that notification bell, please.
Yeah, do that.
But yeah, today we want to talk about a couple of different things. Before we get into the main topic, want to talk about how the week has been going. Some good news. So I did a bunch of writing, and I did some reviews for different sites. But one of the reviews I did recent, or that actually just went up today, was a game review. Now the reason why this is really big is because this is the first game review I've done on a site that wasn't my own in years. Like I know like I started writing back in 06, and during that time I was writing for different sites, but since I started UFG, it's been just there. I've been doing like film reviews, TV reviews, and stuff like that on other sites, but video games I kind of kept to my site outside of like a feature or a guide or something like that. So considering that I stepped down from UFG earlier this year, I figured, I can do this now, so I can kind of step into this and whatnot. And so what was great about it though is I got a code for Spider-Man Miles Morales, and I got to play as him and experienced. I'm not going to go too much into detail of the review because you can check it out over at gameskinny.com. I'm actually featured on the front page with the review because it was a big review. Apparently, a lot of people are saying it's one of my best written reviews. I actually had someone, and this is really cool because typically I don't read the comments. I read the comment, like I scrolled down and I saw some comments that weren't really cool because, if you're bigging up anyone who's black or a person of color in general or a minority, then you have the weirdos come out and they say goofy stuff, right? So I told myself I wouldn't look at the comments, but every now and then there's someone who really like appreciates what you do. And interesting enough, someone f tracked me down on Twitter just to tell me how much they appreciated the review. So, some positive stuff there. But yeah, it's on Game Skinny, and essentially I'm not gonna read, what I wrote or anything because I wrote a lot. And I'm not gonna give out the score because I do want you to actually go check it out. But one of the sentences I will read is basically what I posted when I posted the link. And that was me describing the game, kind of like it, like if I had to narrow it down to one sentence. And I said, it's basically Marvel's world, but seen from our side of the tracks. And the view is beautiful. So check it out. It's a really, really good game. I think it's better than the first one. And I think everyone should play it, especially if you're a Marvel fan, Spider-Man fan, or a Miles fan, all three. Definitely check out the game. I reviewed it on the PS4. It looks better on the PS5, but it's essentially the same game. But yeah, check it out. So that was really cool. And what's also really cool is that I get paid to do that. So that was really dope. And I also got to review a couple things for IGN, which they're not going to be going up until a little bit later. The way it works is like, you write whatever, and then based on your deadline, and then they have to schedule it in based on other stuff that's coming in. And if there's a huge, like, something happens in the gaming world that's big, like, for instance, there was a recent scare with Ubisoft where people were assumably, well, not assumably, they found out that it didn't happen, but the report was that people were being held hostage at Ubisoft. There was a hostage situation. Apparently, everybody was fine. They evacuated the building, and the police went in, and they found that, they didn't find evidence of any foul play, but it was all over Twitter for a while this week, and it was kind of scary because we've seen this type of thing happen before with news places where they print something that someone doesn't like and people go and shoot up the place. Thankfully, this didn't happen, and everyone was fine that was working there that day. But if it's one of those things that kind of like we got to report this now type of thing, then you kind of get booked at a certain time, and then your review will pop up. or whatever article you wrote would pop up. And so I have a bunch of stuff going up, and that's really cool because it's nice to be able to have a nice flow, a nice constant or consistent, income on the freelancer side. Because if you've never
Of
freelanced
course.
before, you get paid based on your projects, and so if you have no projects, you don't get paid. And so yeah, it's been pretty awesome. I've also been playing Yakuza Like a Dragon, which is I've been talking about
Okay.
it for a while. I was super like excited about this game because it's the first Yakuza game that's actually a turn-based RPG, and it is bananas. Like, I think it's one of the longest games I've played in a while, but as far as like the cutscenes and the story, it's really interesting, and I think people should check it out. Even if this is your first Yakuza game, I think you should check it out because the story, it does this thing where like you travel on this, this timeline with this character, and all this bad stuff happens, and then we just kind of skip some time, and we have a seemingly like a new story. You're like, okay, whatever, and you're like, I wonder when we're gonna get back to the old story, and then it loops around in a crazy way, and you're like, no, they didn't. On was Fresh Prince on the Fresh Prince the episode where they're looking at the soap opera and they're like, damn, that Laszlo. Like, that's how I felt. Like, I was like, oh no, he didn't. Did you see that? I gotta call someone. Did you see what just happened? Like, yeah. My review for that will be going up actually on my site. I got a review code and I had set up to be able to do guide work for other sites. Unfortunately, the review code came a little late, and so I'm just gonna review it on my site for now, with possible, other work at other places. So definitely look for out for that. What else has been happening this week? I
Yeah,
think
what
those are the
else?
biggest things. For me, at least. What about you?
Okay. Well, so I watched Into the Spider-Verse again. Now,
Nice.
I watched it before with my family, but you know how watching movies with family, especially when there's kids involved, means that you didn't really watch it?
Of course.
So, yeah, I think we watched it. Was it last year? Was it Christmas or
Okay.
something? I don't even remember. I really don't. It was a weird time for everybody. It was not a happy, it wasn't like, so
Yeah,
anyway,
it's rough. Yeah.
it was rough. So I think we watched that then, and I still didn't really know what was happening. I was just like, oh, but it was really cool. Like, it looked so cool, and I knew,
Yeah.
I understood obviously enough of the backstory. I get it, but I didn't get to see all the details. There's just certain things that were just so detailed that I was like, man. And so I watched it yesterday while I was washing the La Crusette gift that one of the residents in my building loves to give me. They're amazing, by the way, but I was washing them. And so I was watching this movie at the same time, and I was like, dang, this is a great movie. It's good. I just
Yes.
really, really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed everything about it. I enjoyed just the animation. I think number one, obviously, the first thing you notice is this awesome animation.
Right.
It's just so interesting. I love the cartooning over the CGI. It's really detailed. It's just really, really cool. Everything about it. And I was just thinking to myself, like, whoever's brainchild these details were, like when the lettering would pop up,
Yeah.
like it was like just something that was like, why am I so sticky? And then it would be like, bam. But instead of like the regular way it used to be when you would watch Spider-Man
Batman,
back in the day when
yeah.
it was like, bam, it was different.
Right.
It was like, it was almost animated, animated. It was like,
Yeah.
how's your anime animated? Like, yeah, so it was kind of like that. Everything was just so extra, and it was just so cool and so detailed. And to me, it was just like, sometimes you watch a really cool movie or you see something, you're like, dang, who came up with that? Who thought of that? That was really beautiful. That was that. Hey, you did a good job. But like, this was just like, dang, what acid trip were you on where you were able to conceive this and then get it out so well? It wasn't even like busy. How Speed Racer was really busy? This wasn't busy.
Yeah.
So, even though Speed Racer, I did still enjoy.
It's yes, I own it. It's quite good.
I super enjoy Speed Racer. I
Yes.
can't get over that. But anywho, so I watched the movie again, and I really, really liked it. I just liked everything about it. And then I kind of even thought just some more of the details about how Miles's power would come out. Like he would gain his power, his invisibility, and stuff like that when he was feeling down. You know how a lot of superheroes, their strength comes out when they're angry, or their strength comes out when they're being heroic.
Right.
And stuff like that. And like his the whole electricity and the whole like going invisible came out when he was scared or sad. And I just liked him as a main character. I liked him as this young kid kind of growing into his ability. And I just love how he was like, I've been the one and only Spider-Man for 2 days.
Right.
I just enjoyed it. I know we've talked about it before, but I just getting the opportunity to watch it again alone without the interruption of seven other people, just the interruption of my dog and the La Crusette pots that I was washing, clanging and making the noise that they make. So that was fun. So I do want to play the video game. I can't wait until I can get my hands on that. But first, I'd probably need to get an upgraded Xbox or PlayStation.
Yes. Good news
Not doing
is
that though.
right. The good news is though you can get a PS4 a little bit cheaper, and it is on the PS4 as well as the PS5. I've made it a rule outside of movies that I think I need to kind of pre-screen or I have to watch with my kids. I made a rule not to watch new films with them because it's rough. Like I get asking questions, but you like, who is that lady? I don't know. I'm watching with you. Like, I don't know
With
who she is.
you.
Like, they'll tell you if you just wait. Like, and I'm the type of person who, like, I really can't talk. Like, I don't want people talking during movies. Like, unless something crazy happens, you're like, oh, what just, but other than like just normal chatter, like I just get so annoyed. Especially if I go to the movies to see something. Oh my gosh. And
You're like, stop
so
it.
I have to like watch it first. So then after I watch it, I'm like, okay, I know what's gonna happen. So now it doesn't matter if you constantly ask me questions or we gotta pause it for this or that. Like I can enjoy the film. Other than that, I think the only time I did, let's see. Actually, no, I'll take that back. A few times I did enjoy watching a new film with them, and usually that's when I've taken them somewhere. Like when we went to the drive-in, that was really cool.
And that's more like an event.
Right. And so things like that, where if I miss it, that's not really a big deal. It's more like we're in the, outside or not outside, in the vehicle, and we're having popcorn and ice cream, and we're all enjoying something, like a family outing, versus, we rented a, we Redbox something, and I can't hear what's happening, because the kids are doing whatever. So yeah, I make a rule like, no, we're not. Nope. I will let you guys watch.
Somewhere you're not.
Right, exactly. I was like, I will come back. This is why I have not watched Frozen 2. I've had Disney Plus for all of a year, and I have not watched Frozen 2 because when I
You
wanted to
can't.
check it out, they wanted to watch. I'm like, you know what? I am good. I will come back, and I will pick it up next time. Because I can't. I can't. You can't be. Because then you don't want to be, like, yeah, not necessarily mean, but like. To constantly shush, it's like, okay, maybe you're not enjoying it either now because you're
Yeah,
not
they're
being
not enjoying
yourself.
it either. They're asking questions. They don't know what they don't understand.
And they're
And
excited and things of that nature. So I totally, yeah, I totally get it. But it could be rough. It
It can
could be
be.
rough.
Do they have
Especially
the shortened version of Frozen yet? Like, remember how like when we were kids, they used to have the sing-along movies, and it wasn't the whole movie, it was just the sing-along,
oh,
the songs from all these movies.
I'm pretty sure they do just because of how big that movie was, like song-wise. And I mean, to be honest, I thought How to Train Your Dragon 2 was better, but
Dude, I didn't even see any of the dragons.
what?
I know,
No.
I missed out. I really did. I missed out on a lot of movies, but I really totally missed out on How to Train Your Dragon. And honestly, it would like come on and it would be in the middle of it, and I'm like, okay, I can't do this. I need to Yeah.
Man, those films, I haven't seen the third one, so there's that. But I did see the first two, and they were really, really good. But yeah, I thought I didn't see the appeal of Frozen. I thought it was, I liked it. I thought it was enjoyable. And the fact that I could sit through it being a musical, I like musicals that are live, like with real people, over cartoons, because I feel like there's so much more involved. The live
Yeah.
action, where people are, singing and dancing, wherever it's, like Dick Van Dyke in the first Mary, first Mary Poppins, where he's like, dancing around and stuff like that and singing, and it's a spectacle. It's really cool to see. Whereas the cartoon is like, I just want to get to the story. Some of them are cool. I really like Moana, but I
Love
more
me.
so, yeah, I'm more so like just the action, less singing. And the fact that Frozen had a lot of it. Oh, and To the Moon or Over the Moon, that the Netflix film. Holy
That's
smokes, it has a
amazing.
lot of singing.
I saw the preview, and I haven't watched it yet because it's not even, there's no because. I saw the preview yesterday while I was like washing La Crusette and I'm trying to watch Spider-Man. I needed something in the background because first of all, I had Comedy Central on and South Park came on. And you know how much I hate South Park. I've
Right.
said this before. I freaking hate South Park. It actually makes my skin crawl. And so I was like, oh, I gotta get this off. Ah, like I gotta get this off. And I like, press a bunch of buttons and I get Netflix on. And then I was like, do I watch Kimmy Schmidt again? Because love Kimmy Schmidt. Or do I try to watch something else? And then I was kind of like flipping. And I was like, wait a minute. I actually put Castlevania on and I said, no, I need to sit down and watch this. I'm not doing
Yes,
this.
definitely.
So I turned that off real quick. Honestly, 20 seconds went by and I said, absolutely not. I need to be seated.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I saw Into the Spider-Verse was on and I was like, you know what? Let me do this since I've already seen the movie, but not really, like, let me turn it on. And then I caught, all the little nuances that I missed. So yeah, but I saw that Over the Moon preview and I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah. It's a trip, and it's not bad. I think that, like being humorous, some of the parts were funny, but like not enough to keep a child's attention. However, the singing and the how everything is so colorful, and the it's great for people who have imagination, and but it's a lot of singing, and I almost we actually watched it for Robin's birthday. She just turned, she had a birthday on Sunday. And so we watched it then, and yeah, it was rough. It was a rough one. But I enjoyed it. It was pretty cool. It's hard, like I said, it's hard to watch stuff with certain people because the questions, like what is that? And who is that? Where are they going? And what just happened? Like we're watching the same movie. Like stop it. And don't let
Now
anybody tell
you
you.
watch it alone first, and then you can be ready to answer all the questions when the kids ask.
I don't even want to do it then. Like
I know.
look, just it's the answer. See, you missed the you were talking. You missed the answer. It went by right there. Now we have to rewind. Are you happy? Like look, don't let anybody tell you that their kids don't frustrate them sometimes. I'm not saying that my kids are great, but there are times where like my teeth hurts. Like you seen if you seen Clue, there's a scene where the chick is like, the flames, my the smoke and the flame. That's how it is. It's like my teeth, and I need to go over here, away, like so I can regroup and then come back a better person. That's what I need. That's what I need in my life right there. And COVID has made that tough sometimes, but
Right. You sound like Jimmy Fallon. Like,
oh man.
he's like, oh my God, if I have to do one more show with these children.
And it's cool because I like cartoons. I like, and it's also cool because on the flip side, they've been watching some of my older cartoons, so like Thundercats and stuff like that, and they've been
Nice.
getting into that, and so it's been, it's not all bad, but there are
Yeah.
moments where it's like, you know what, it's is it bedtime yet? No, it's 6. Darn it. All right, well,
Darn. They're like, well, you know what I'm gonna do is paint all the windows black. Oh my God, time. And they'll be like, wait a minute. Wait
It's
a minute.
yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, so Netflix, there are a bunch of stuff on there I've been trying to catch up with, and I actually got hip to via Twitter. I follow a guy who does a horror-based podcast,
Yeah.
and he was giving me t or like you know like hey like well not me particularly, he wasn't speaking, we're not that cool, but I like to say me because it seems like he's talking to me. Anyways, so he'll be like, you people should check out this show, and I'm like, all right, cool. And being that he's a big horror fan, and the fact that he's very knowledgeable like I am, it's his, even if I don't like his the films that he like says I should check out, it's still cool. Like, we still have a conversation about it. And so there's a bunch of horror-based stuff that actually come it came out after Halloween for some odd reason that are pretty solid. I'm starting the I think it's Marianne show on
Marion.
Netflix. I think it's, yeah, Marianne, and it came out in 2019. It only has one season so far, and it's about evil spirit who I want to say more than one evil spirit. I haven't really gotten too deep into it, but it's basically a person comes back to their hometown and has a deal with, I guess, the fallout of whatever happened there. But then there's a spirit that's like haunting them at the same time. Really interesting stuff, and I was surprised at how good it seemed going in. Same thing with was it? I remember talking previously about The Haunting of, I think, Hill Manor, and the other show that's similar to that. Just some really good stuff popping up on Netflix that are just odd and weird, and that you it's easy to kind of overlook. And so I wanted to kind of like just throw that out there because, just like he helped me out, I want to help other people out. If you're into horror, there's some cool stuff there. Holler at
Sure.
me on Twitter, and I'll let you know.
Holler,
But be
holler.
beyond that, we wanted to talk about. So I keep seeing this meme, right? And actually, I've seen it. Actually, it's been years.
Infographic.
Yeah, intergraphic. Where, so this happens like every year when like NBA 2K drops or Madden or whatever the case may be. Call of Duty especially, and Call of Duty just came out, where women post a meme, or they post like a long post about how they're okay with their boyfriends or husbands playing video games because they're not out in the streets and they're safe and they just need time to wind down. And there's this big ado about video games. And I always kind of look perplexed, like, what planet do you guys come from? Like, I don't understand why this is a thing every year. And maybe I'm different. My homies are different. Our wives and friends, they play video games too. So, and even if they didn't, they understand what hobbies are. Like, you understand that. I mean, and now let me put this out there. If you're talking about a guy who does nothing but play video games, he's not working, he's not taking care of himself, things of that nature, like a shut-in, or kind of just mooches off of you while he's playing video games, then that's a different subject. That that
Exactly.
that's that's over there. These people are talking about just, the general fascination with video games as if it's an immature thing to do. And that's weird to me, because everyone has a hobby. Like, I mean, I guess some people don't. Like,
Everyone.
we could kind of pinpoint that anywhere. Like, if you like to watch, I don't know, the Shopping Channel, or if you like to watch certain type of show on Netflix, you like to binge whatever, like any activity that you're doing where it takes you away from your significant other or your family, a bit of alone time, if you will, it's a hobby. If you collect stamps or something, like whatever you're doing where you're not interacting with other people because this is like a more of a personal thing. Yeah, that's it's the same thing. I don't understand why this, and it feels, they feel good about it too. They share the meme, and it's like, They get digital high fives, and
Yeah,
people are liking it, and I let my husband play too. Like, wait, you let him? Hold up.
yeah, they actually let him.
Like,
He doesn't, he
really?
may not even know he's getting let. You get what I'm
What?
saying? He may not know.
He thought it was
Like,
his idea.
yeah, oh yeah, like when he was like, when he's like, maybe I shouldn't, I don't know if I should tell her that I spent $120 on what's it called? Odyssey
Right.
or Origins, you know what I mean? Like, I got the super pack, I got the silver, gold, whatever, I spent $120. And then
Right.
she's like, she sees it in the checking account. She's like, oh, so glad you bought that. I was gonna get that for you. A word? Yeah. How much you would have done that? And I know that game takes like 30 hours at least minimum, a week to play. So yeah, I'm cool. And he's like, oh yeah, word, yeah. And then he tells his friends, yo, my girl let me get this game. And she didn't even trip. What? And or it's just like it kind of just showed up one day. He's like, hey, did you buy me this? Yeah, I totally did. Oh my God. He's like, oh, that's great. She's letting you do that because she wants to control your movements.
I guess
Yeah.
I don't see. It's interesting. I think that is interesting. In because there's also the people on the other side who are like, I can't believe you let him play video games. Again,
It's
with this word "let," it's really weird to me. But
weird.
go off, I guess. But yeah, I don't see the because if things were switched, or the idea that if he doesn't have video games, he will be lurking in the streets, like. What does that say about, especially if he only does this during, like, when NBA 2K drops every year? Like, what is he doing all the other time?
Clearly,
You know what
he's
I'm
clearly
saying?
out there having babies with other women. So, I mean, like, why this just all this does is reflect poorly on your choices. You know
Right.
what I mean? Like, maybe you should pick better dudes.
Or, yeah, or maybe, try to share the hobby. For instance, I started watching, and this was actually like kind of like an accident, I guess, but as like my wife is likes Korean dramas, and there's a ton of them on Netflix, and
Totally.
so every once in a while she's like, hey, you want to check this out with me? And like, all right, cool, and we'll watch. And typically I'll like them. There's some that I'm like, all right, this is way too on the, I guess, the mushy side of things, but
Yeah,
other than
super
that, they're like
quiet.
hilarious. I like the differences in, culturally, the cultural differences. It reminds me of anime to an extent, where people live and die on, honor, and the scandal isn't what you would think, of an American show. It's like, such and such is an orphan, and that's, that's horrible. Like, we don't even know who her parents are. You can't marry her. And it's like, really? That's, I mean, the fact that she went to college. Anyways, so like I'll watch, and then it's like, oh, we're sharing something. And so on the flip side, it's like, hey, you want to do A, B, and C? And it's like, oh, okay, I want to share. I want to, and granted, it's not something that I'm not gonna ask her to do something she doesn't want. Like, for instance, she's not into horror films, and I am. So like when I would go to the movies, I would call my brother and be like, yo, you want to come watch whatever, because his wife doesn't like horror. And so we would go hang out. And so it wasn't like I'm gonna let him go to the movies today. Like, no, like, this is normal stuff.
No, Kenny, what if you never realized that you were getting let to go to the movies?
Fam.
No. Fam. Damn, Lulu had you down the whole time. She had this joint on lock. She was like, yeah, she's on the phone. As soon as you went out with your brother, she's on the phone with her sisters or her besties. And she's like, oh yeah, I let Kenny go to the movies with his brother.
Yeah, she got me a gift certificate and everything.
Everything.
Oh, I had popcorn. See, that's how they get you right there.
Yo,
That's how,
that's how you got.
food, man. Food is straight to the stomach. They hit you with the food, and then it's like you just lose all senses. You don't know what the hell's going on. Like, she got
All of
me. I
it.
got popcorn? What?
Yep.
You know how expensive popcorn is?
Popcorn is super expensive. She went and splurged too. She even let you get like two different kinds. One for the
Right. Kettle corn in this
whoa.
piece.
Kettle corn and the cheddar corn. Like you had the cardboard divider in your
Really?
popcorn.
Right.
That's how deep it was. Yo,
Crazy.
damn.
This whole time I've been let she's been letting me do stuff. That's
Yo. That's genius.
That is. I have no idea what she gets out of it, but that's genius. Like the fact that you could just be like, yo, I'm gonna let someone do something that they enjoy. Like,
Yes.
that's crazy. That's
That's a whole other level of brilliance right
right.
there.
Like, you should be like managing stock or something. Like, they're just
Yo.
giving out advice and everything. Like, did you know you could
Yo.
let your husband do stuff?
Yo, did like,
In
I
five
mean,
easy steps, the first step is buy him a console. Second step, Game Pass. Third
yo.
step, pretend like you care. Like it's just insane. And then the people who are like super upset, like I can't believe he played for however many hours. It's like, but you were like crocheting,
That's
or like you
true.
were like, on the phone, or you were like whatever the add in what you do here for however many hours, and it wasn't an issue, right? So I don't.
So, okay.
Oh, because he it's an issue. Well, no, it's an issue because he didn't let you do it.
He didn't
That's
let
what
you
it is. He just
see?
didn't care.
See?
That's
That's
what
how
it
this
is.
actually works. So I've never actually had this problem, because I don't take that often. And you also know I like video games.
Right.
So since I'm never tied to anyone, I'm not tied to any other human. I'm rarely ever tied to any, I really don't ever plan on being tied to any other human. I do what I
Right.
want. Okay. So nobody lets me do nothing. I don't let nobody do nothing either because I ain't gotta worry about nobody else. All I gotta worry about is the dog. And right now I'm letting her sit on my bed.
There you go.
Now, in this situation, what if she's letting me let her
Oh,
sit up
see,
here?
it's
Like,
Inception.
it is. It completely is inception. Like, yeah, no, totally. And she's staring me down. So clearly there's something else that she
She's
wants
like,
me to
she
let her do.
knows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she knows. She's staring at me. She's like, oh, crap, my mind control isn't working anymore. What do I do? How do I escape? Can't do anything. The door's locked. And the bed's too high for me to jump off of. I'm just going to sit here and look at her until she stops talking about me. No, not going to happen. But in all honesty, so I find there's like layers to this whole like video gaming and relationships type thing. So you've got the type of woman who isn't really interested in video games at all and who thinks that games in a general sense are a waste of time. And I think that my sister falls into that realm.
Okay.
She's kind of like that. That's like, and I've known she doesn't really enjoy playing video games. She never really has. Like, we played when we were young, and then I think she kind of associates it with like kind of youth. And it just really isn't interested because I think she sees how much time passes when you play a video game and it's like, whoa, I could have been doing a lot more other constructive things. Even though, again, like, yes, a game might take a lot of time, but also binging Orange is the New Black takes a lot of time.
Exactly.
So, you know, they pretty much do equal each other. And, you know, one of them may require a little bit more interaction than the other. I don't know. So, you know, to each his own. But I think one of the things that some people have to say in regards to having a man who games or who, you know, who's a 2K-er or Madden type person is the price of the games. And that it's almost like getting new Jordans, because when they drop, it's almost like a race to get it. So there's this idea that, oh, if the new Madden is dropping or the new 2K is dropping or the new Call of Duty is dropping, like you have to get it when it comes out, and it's expensive. And so kind of there's it's like this kind of ball of responsibility. So if you're in a relationship with somebody. And you guys have your normal expenses and your normal life. You know, you're not rich, you're not whatever. But then you have the person who likes to game and the hobby gets super expensive. That ends up being a topic of contention with the, you know, the girls or
Right.
something. And that's what it is. There's this conversation about, oh yeah, you know, my man games. And it's like, okay, that's fine, but weren't last week you were talking about how you guys were struggling to pay X, Y, and Z, but he just went and got oh, the new Madden, oh, the new 2K, and oh, the new Call of Duty, all in the same week. You know good and well that those games are $80 a pop. And I mean, you know, 60 or whatever. And that's expensive. And so then it turns into this Oh, I let him, because it almost is not even, it almost doesn't include the guy anymore. It almost is the girl circle of like, oh, well, I let him because X, Y, and Z, because now she's justifying the fact that he's just spent $400 on games and taking away from whatever their financial pot is. And now she's justifying that to her friends as, well, I let him do that because it keeps him out the street. Well, I let him spend this much money, or I let him blow this much time because it, instead of him doing what he could have been doing, which is, out at the club or da da da, it's better than him at the strip club. It's better than him doing X, Y, and Z. It's better than him running around with what's his face. It's better than him running around with your man Daryl, because all they do is do X, Y, and Z. I'd rather him be focused and playing games than being over here with, whatever. And so I feel like that is like a female, what's the word again? Propagated, like thing that goes in the girl circle, because it's a way for them, it's a way for a girl to justify to another girl why she's allowing or why she's okay with this, because it makes other girls look at it as like, didn't like a responsibility factor. If you're saying that you don't have money, or this person's supposed to pay child support, but he's buying new games every so and so, it's like because that is a real thing. That is literally a real thing. I had a friend who I've had this conversation with. We had, well, when he was still living, but we had this conversation about her ex in regards to child support and him not paying her child support. However, he would always have the new game when it dropped. And it's like, so are you going to pay your bill, or are you going to buy Jordans? Like, are you going to pay the light bill, or are you going to go and get these new shoes? And so I think there is a history of that ever since the system started getting more expensive and cooler. And I think it's been like on a more like realistic and serious note, like it's this has kind of been a thing that's been fueled for the last like 15 years, and it's turned into memes. And
Well, see, that's, and that's what I was thinking
stupid.
about. It's like it's goofy because then that goes into the spectrum of just this is a poor person. Like it's outside, like take out, like you said, Jordans. Take out the video games, put in Jordans, or he went and bought rims, or he went and bought whatever the case may be, and he's not doing what he's supposed to do financially, then obviously that would be an issue. But then you look even more goofy for like allowing this to happen, and not allowing as if you like have to put him in a headlock, but to try to justify the goofiness. If anything, I would rather you be upset because you should be upset if this is the case. But if it's something where like, because I've seen this also come from people who like everything is paid for, they have a savings, there's everything is fine, but he just have to get a video game, and it's like, huh. But so if what you're saying is, or what it sounds like you're saying, I should say, is that if he spent that money on other things, it would be okay. So then isn't the video game, or is it the fact that maybe there's no, like he's not paying you attention, enough attention right now. Like because I've seen this also kind of like when football season starts and watching the game, we so we can't hang out on Sunday nights or whatever the case may be. And in that sense, I wouldn't want you to speak about this. I mean, if regardless of what's happening, I don't want you to speak about this publicly, but if it's something where you think you have to justify, you should probably have a conversation. Like, hey, maybe we hang out before the game, so then after the game, I don't feel like I'm just kind of like a statue over here. Like, maybe, before Madden drops, we do a bunch of stuff I want to do, and then when Madden drops, you can have your game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's an attention thing, and there is, the idea of like trying to understand, trying to see why this is so fascinating to them, trying to, you might end up liking it. Like I said, with the Korean dramas, like I like a bunch of them. Protect the Boss is pretty dope. I'm not a fan of Boys Over Flowers, but that's another story. But yeah, like there's room for that. There's room for, or at the very least, I know there's a thing that we do also is like where I'm playing something, like when I have to review something, like I just said I recently that I reviewed Miles. And so while I was playing that, I wasn't necessarily talking, but I was still in the same room. She was watching something on Netflix. I was playing on the PS4, and we were still hanging out. You know what I mean? Like, is there's things that you can do, and so it shouldn't come down to this like, you're gonna fall on your sword type of thing where you're like, I just, all right, I guess we can, like, no, like if there's financial problems, you really need to have a conversation.
Yes, you know, conversation. Like it should never turn into this. I let because I'm just like, if this is a real issue, then you guys need to part ways. Like you guys
Right. If it's
must,
that deep.
yeah, you have different goals in life. You just have different goals. And the thing is, it's okay to have different likes. You can have different likes. If one person is really into games and the other person isn't, that's fine. But if you have contention over that, like if you really are just that type of individual that is just like, oh no, I hate this, and you gotta dig deep and find out really where that is actually coming from. Because if you are of the mind that games are a waste of time, then I don't see how you can have a healthy relationship with somebody who really likes to play video games.
Exactly.
It just doesn't make any sense. And it's one thing if it's just funny where it's like he plays video games and I read books. Okay.
Yeah.
And one doesn't do the other, and then it's fine. But as long as you just don't have animosity towards
Yes.
what, use this as an example. If one person doesn't like the fact that the other person plays games all the time because they're always hogging the television, and it's like you don't necessarily have a problem with games, but the gamer, let's just say you have one television, okay? Again, but this
Right.
also goes down to money and what do you call it? Just resources in a general sense. And resources are a big part of why relationships go the way they go. But it's like
Right.
you guys only have one TV, and then you have the one person who's always playing the video games, and then the other person who isn't, and then girl wanted to go talk to her friends or be like this, that, and the other and be all pissed off. And it's like, okay, if you have a person who is using the resource for this thing and you don't like that, where the discussion needs to be had. Because if that's the problem, then he's selfish. Okay. If the issue
Right.
is from morning to night, you guys can't even as a collective watch TV or do anything else with the TV but that person's video games, then you need to break up.
Exactly.
Okay, the first
Exactly.
solution would be to get an extra TV, but clearly there's more. It's deeper than that. One person is just being a hog. So
Right.
yeah, that just needs to be handled. But yeah, we should really be past the whole part of the oh you let him game, because I know these people. I do know women like this who are like, oh you let him game, and it's like there is something that has happened in your past in where you get to this point where you're like, oh I can't be with a gamer, and it's like, okay, are you with a gamer or are you just with somebody who likes games? Let's get some terminology straight and
I
then
mean,
just
even
kind of understand it. Like you obviously have been burned in some specific way in which has turned you off from guys who like video games. All right, that's fine. Keep that on your side and then
right.
put that on your non-negotiable list so that you never have to deal with a dude who plays games anymore. It's a non-negotiable. You could be having a great date. Everything is wonderful and hunky-dory. And then here comes 9 p.m. Oh, do you want to come up for coffee? Great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? We'll just make it quick because at 10 p.m. I got to get online and play what's it called with my boys. Oh, what? You play FIFA? Yeah, I do. I play every week with FIFA. Oh, I'm sorry. Because you know what? Boundaries.
I mean,
Okay.
even that sounds silly to me, and not
It
because I
does.
don't think people can't. I don't. It's not that because I don't think people can't or shouldn't have some type of boundary or some type of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not boundary, but like a basis of what you like in a person. Totally. But the idea that like someone can't touch a game because of previous whatever is odd to me, especially how popular video games are. Like there's streamers who are like in their 70s, like that games are popular. So the idea like you just can't, you're not gonna be dating a lot of people, to be honest. But it's like you said, it's not so much that because going back to what you were saying earlier about books, if someone's reading all the time and they never talk to you, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's a management of
One
time.
is less electricity.
Right. It's like it's like so like I get paid to write about video games. So
Yeah.
and then I also play like for a hobby, but like I it's work related as well. So I play video games a lot. And yet I still have time for a ton of things because
Exactly.
I'm an adult. Like that's how that works. So
Exactly.
there is no allowance of things. And then vice versa, like what like, watching Korean dramas, like you can binge a lot, and those shows are long. I think it's like an hour long, an hour an episode. But it's not like you're binging and then you realize like you stayed up late and you're supposed to be at work at like, however many hours. Like there's boundaries, there's limits, there's things that you need to do to make sure that you can function as a human.
As a human, and this is where we talk about maturity levels, because typically that statement with women who say that about, men, oh, you let him game, like it's about maturity level. At the end of the day, it always boils down to maturity level, because a
Right.
lot of women and just people, I shouldn't even just say women, but since we're kind of using this relationship dynamic, a lot of women look at men who play video games as immature. And so they justify this to their girl group and they're like, oh, well, it keeps him out of doing this or that. Everything that you've said after that point, after somebody says to you, oh, you let him play video games, and then you justify it by saying it keeps him out of the streets or it keeps him from doing this, or I'd rather have him doing this. That's called that you are now talking about a maturity level. You don't
Yeah.
think that this individual is mature enough to be proper to spend his money properly in the streets, or to engage with other friends in or do anything. You would rather have him playing video games and doing X, Y, and Z. You are not in a proper relationship. You are with somebody that you yourself deem immature. And
Exactly.
that means that you like somebody who is immature because you can control them, or you think you can control them, or whatever it is. And so the dynamic is just off. But all the women who are high-fiving, they either think it's funny, or they've been in a certain situation, similar situation, or they literally are in over their effing heads and in unhealthy, immature relationships. You're both fucking immature. And there's a whole Instagram page for this shit. Okay, it's called like, So You Want to Talk About.
Oh,
Okay. And
goodness.
it's like, look, this is what y'all need to really be doing with your life. Because if you over there sitting there kikiing it with your girls and talking about, oh yeah, I let him do the I let him spend the $60 to go and get this because at least he spent it on a video game and didn't spend it on a strip club. Girl, first of all, strip clubs are awesome because it's a great way to waste your money. At least like this is how I've said this before, but a strip club versus a casino. Now, mind you, I like the casino, but shoot, a strip club, you know exactly where your money is going. It's going in the girl's butt crack. Okay, that's it. That's where it's going, and you know where it's going. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You throw your money at the stripper because you like what the stripper does, or you don't throw your money at the stripper because you didn't like what the stripper did. It's simple, point blank, period. There's no anxiety, there's no anything.
Right,
Throw the money
I
at the stripper,
see.
okay? You get what I'm saying? Whereas if you go to a casino, you're sitting there like, oh my God, am I gonna get this $25 back? Am I gonna get this $25 back? Oh my God, I'm about to pay $25 just for a chip. Oh my God, please get me 21. Please, dude, give me 21. Oh, damn it, it's 16. Split up, $25. And then you lose $100, you lose $250. You ain't gonna lose nothing at the strip club that you didn't intend to spend.
Exactly. I see. Yeah,
Strip club is actually responsible spending. I feel like I should be having this conversation with Killer Mike.
fam. Fam. But yeah, it makes sense. It's like it's the idea that you justify one thing by saying that the person is possibly incapable of doing the other makes you look goofy. I really wish people would understand when they say things, it sounds nice on paper. Actually, it doesn't even sound nice on paper because I was reading it. But it to them, it sounds nice on paper. But when you read it out loud, and you just I let it's kind of like parents who are like, like I'll let my kid do, drugs at home because at least he's not doing it out there. And it's like he could not be doing it at all. Like
At
this,
all.
like you realize that's a choice, right? Like. You're saying like I let him play video games so he won't be in the streets cheating. So you're saying if the video game dies, he will go cheat immediately? He has no willpower. He has video games is what saves you, saves your relationship. And then you let fam.
Really
It's
Yo,
really goofy. Like, it's just.
it's so goofy. If I was actually like that, like Monsters Ate My Condo was one of my favorite phone games ever because, shoot, Adult Swim games are freaking hilarious, like robot
Right.
porn and all that. But Monsters Ate My Condo was the best game, especially like Super Monster Ate My Condo or Monsters Ate My Condo 2. Love that game to death. And then they stopped updating it, which is fine. They don't need to update it, except that the phones kept updating.
Right.
So if your iPod or your iPad was automatically updating, then Monsters Ate My Condo stopped working and you have to get rid of it, which sucked. So basically, are we saying that games stop making being out in the street? Oh my God, my favorite game of all time is gone. I guess I'm gonna go out and start cheating now.
Right, like, oh, what am I gonna do? I didn't get the PS5, so I guess I have to sleep around and beat women
You
and be in the
know?
streets and sell drugs all of a sudden, even though I have a
Wow.
proper job. And like, you just sound like a nut. Like, I don't. And then the men too, and I think what it is, I think that people don't. I think men do it, or like liking it because. It's like, yeah, we get to play video games, all right.
Because they're
And
the ones being let.
right, and right, not knowing it, but they're being let. And
Yeah.
I think the women are like that because, yeah, because it's they what I under it's kind of like when someone says, I don't see color. Like, I know what you're trying to say, right?
Right.
But you're just doing a shitty job of saying it.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. Like, you should
Not.
see color. You should see me because I am this color. Like, this is
Exactly.
part of who I am. You should probably see it. Especially if you need to give a description. Like, it's just, you
You
kind of need
know,
that part.
you need that. You
So
need
the
to
same
see color
thing.
if you can stop at a stoplight.
Right. That's I mean, and it's, yeah, anyways. And so like the liking and stuff, it's like, watch what you like. And I don't know, maybe I'm just I read into things too much. I am a bit of a killjoy. I am a bit of a like a What's the dude who's like who just ruins everything? I forgot that show. Adam. I'm like an Adam because I'm like this. Because I'm looking at people do it. And I'm like, why?
Why?
Or
Why?
or just the idea of like putting relationship stuff on social.
Yeah.
That's even if you're going through, unless it's something where. You know, it's violence, like you're afraid, and so like you're speaking in code, you need help, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But if it's
Kind
like,
of like Britney Spears.
right, but if it's something like, you argued with your spouse, that doesn't need to be online. Like, that doesn't need
Yeah,
to be,
it
your let's and not let's do not need to be
doesn't.
online. Like, that's weird. You should be, if it's in a, you are in a healthy relationship, you should be wanting that person to have games and to play responsibly because they like it. That's it. Not because it keeps them from doing bad things.
Yeah.
Because that's terrifying.
It's a whole nother doctor's visit. Like,
You know what I mean? Like,
through.
thank God he had that cupcake today because he would have killed us all. Like.
No, yo, bam, yo, facts, all of the facts.
Like, that's not the person you want to keep around. Like,
No,
not at
no,
all. Like,
no. No. We need to take some
wasn't
people.
ready.
Wasn't ready. No.
My gosh. But yeah, I hope people realize when posting certain things to other people, you look really silly.
Yeah.
No offense. Because I realize that that's not what you think. You're coming at it from a different angle because people have possibly looked down on your spouse playing whatever. And so you were like, let me justify it. And then the first thing you thought of was like, well, he could be in the street. That's not where you want to go with that. What you
Nope.
a better meme would be, yeah, I this is something that I don't want to say allow, but this is something that I'm cool with. Because it's his hobby. Boom. There you
This
go.
is something I'm cool with so that he leaves me alone.
Right, even that. Like, I'm trying to read 50 Shades of Grey or whatever, and he keeps bothering me, so I'm like, play Madden. Like, yes, this is yes. Like,
Look at this shiny Xbox I bought you. Oh my God. And then again, he calls all of his friends. He's like, hey, is it okay if like Mike and Daryl and Ty come over so like we can all play, the new PlayStation 5? Yes, dear. That's what your man cave is for. Go there.
First of all, if he has friends Mike, Daryl, and Ty, there's something else going on. I don't. No one has friends Mike, Daryl, and Ty. Like no one has that. That's as bad as with Robbie, Ricky. What is it?
Robbie, Ricky, Robbie, Bobby.
Whoever they are, Bobby and them, it's just as freaking bad. But yeah, it's the same. It's the same. It's everyone needs a healthy amount of togetherness
Yes.
and a healthy amount of alone time. And
Yes.
sometimes, as long as it's healthy, you play video games, you're reading a book,
Right.
you're doing crossword puzzles. You know, that's a
Yes.
thing. No, people don't keep, like do that together. Like,
Yeah.
crocheting or crafting or whatever the case may be, whatever it is you do, you need alone time. You need your own hobbies. It's a healthy thing.
It's healthy. You
When it
need your
gets
own traction.
right, when it gets not healthy, when it goes over that line, when that's when we can start talking about like, hey, we need to set up some rules or whatever. And regardless of what it is, it's not something you should be sharing,
No.
online with just everybody who are, are gonna judge you regardless of what you say or do. So,
Right.
yeah.
Yeah. And in a note to that, like on a anyway, yeah. So about healthy distractions and whatever, da da da. A long time ago we did talk a little, just very briefly, I mentioned some stuff about, some of these little games that we like to play.
Right.
Like phone games. We talked about how the phone games can get expensive with all the in-app purchases and all that kind of nonsense.
Right.
And just the kind of overall thing of having a game at ease on your phone. And you talk about healthiness. Like one of the things about having an Xbox or a PlayStation and stuff like that is the fact that it's like in your living room or in your game room or whatever, and it's at home. Whereas having these games on your phone, I mean, I know that there are some Xbox things you can do on your phone because I had it on my phone once,
Right.
but I got rid of that because I didn't see the purpose. Anyway, but like these games you can get on your phone, like you can do them at any time. They can be distracting at work, whatever. But these like MMOs, they take it to a whole nother level because you might end up playing these games for months on end, and then you like form these families online with these people you've never met. And they can be mad cool, they can be mad dramatic, they can be a hot effing mess, they can like entertain your life, and they can also really, really take you away from like normalcy. Because like you'd be living your life, and the next thing you know, somebody's talking about some craziness, and then you're like, huh? And then everybody's mad at each other, everybody's at each other's throats. Lord knows. But anywho, I am playing Game of Sultans right now. And I just got kicked out of my union that I was in. I didn't do anything wrong. Like I like these people, but so I think this union is mostly Spanish speaking, and I think like people are from Argentina and Chile and whatnot. And first of all, I loved it because it was really helping me with my Spanish. But
Ha
because I work like a dog, and you know this, like I'm always effing working. I just couldn't be on like all the time. I couldn't contribute to a lot of the like union things, like you're supposed to pay your union dues on a daily basis, which I did. But you're also supposed to like participate in union wars and all this kind of stuff and kind of like coordinate and talk to people. I just didn't have the energy anymore. And because it was like always in Spanish, I was like getting tired of like hitting the translate button. But a lot of the stuff I didn't need to translate because I was like, oh yeah, my Spanish is bomb right now. No, it's not. But anyway, so I just really wasn't like playing hard because I work all the time. Anyway, I got kicked out. One morning I woke up and I was like, what? And so I like messaged,
Ah.
and I messaged the leader and I was like, hey, what happened? She was like, we need people who are playing all the time. We need people who are more active. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I work all the time. She goes, yeah, I know. She goes, don't worry about it. Like, go talk to so and so who leads this union. I'm sure she'll take you. And I was like, okay, cool. So I didn't really care. And I just kind of sat there and pressed my buttons like I do every day. I press a certain amount of buttons, I get a certain amount of sound effects, and then I turn it off. It's all I'm really there for is like these little sound effects and makes me happy. And then I end up getting picked by the top, like picked up by the top union. I just like hit apply and then, hey, they let me in. I was like, okay, great, wonderful. It's nice when you're in the top union because then you get all like the gifts and stuff, like the cool things when you win. And that's nice. I used to be in the top union of this other game, some war game that I forgot what it was called. And that was a whole nother story. We can talk about that another day. But anyway, so I'm in this union and we're having a good time. And then next thing I know, a bunch of drama happens and some people got mad at each other. Like one person got mad at somebody for not letting them win something, or I don't even know really what happened because I'm like, huh, I just got there. And then there was some arguing, and then like one girl was like, yo, I gotta bounce because it seems like, you know, certain rules for certain people, da da da. So she bounced, right? And she's like, I don't know, one of the top players. And then some other person was like, yo, I kind of agree, so I'm gonna bounce too. Another person was like, yo, that person's like my bestie, so I'm gonna bounce too. And it was like the top union now is kind of like crumbling a little. And it's like, huh? And I was like, hey, can you guys please reconcile your differences? Because I just got here and I kind of want to play with everybody. And
Right.
was literally all I had to say. I'm just like, so I hate to like break up the party, you know, like I literally just showed here and now you guys are like blowing up. Now I didn't do anything. It was me.
Would you call some strife coming up in there?
I don't know. I literally just showed up. I was like, hey. And then everything was cool. Everybody was like, hey. And then all of a sudden it was like, why didn't you let me win? And then it was like, ah. And I'm like, wait. And but I mean, I heard what the I kind of understood what the person was saying. It was like, hey, I thought we agreed X, Y, and Z. Like this is the way it works. Like why would you do this? And the other person was like, yo, I didn't even realize that this was a thing. I didn't like that, 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 that. So I don't know. It seemed like more of a misunderstanding. But then the other person was like, yo, I got a lot of personal drama going on right now. I got a lot of personal things. Like my sister's in the hospital, my dog's dying, and da 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 da. And I got a lot of shit going on in my life, and I don't need this bullshit. I don't need this drama. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. You do have a lot of stress. Like, yeah, you don't need drama right now. That's cool, right? But then another person's like, yo, you need to stop projecting. Like, your personal drama, your personal strife is real and it's hard. But like, you're kind of projecting because like, this is just game stuff. It's nothing to do with, you know what I mean? Anyway. So yeah, so there's a lot of that going on. Again, I still don't really know what's going on because I just press buttons and get sound effects. I really love sound effects. And there's this little cool part in the game where you can like do this, they call it dagger slider. It's like playing 2048. If you're a nerd, you know what 2048 is.
Right.
And I like playing 2048 because I'm a nerd, kind of. I like to try to I pose as a nerd. Anyway.
Whatever. You know the
So
correct pronunciation of so many anime characters.
this is accurate.
Yes. So yeah, you have your stamp of approval. You've
My
gotten
nerdness.
that.
I've
Yes.
gotten it. Thanks. I still think I'm a dork, but whatever. Moving on. So anyway, a bunch of drama, la la la. I wasn't on the game all day, and then I like opened up the Discord because oh, so yeah, I remember how I got Discord because you told me to, and that was the first time I've ever used it. So
Right.
I have a lonely ass Discord. It's just you. Literally just you. Okay, it's UFG and you're the only friend I have. And then like
Gotcha.
I joined this group and they're like, hey, you gotta join our Discord. And I was like, oh my God. Like it felt like having Line app all over again because I don't have Line anymore. I don't play that other game. So okay, so then I get Discord with them on it, and like they're on it and they're talking and they're like, oh, this is the drama of the day. And I was like, oh shit, y'all, I gotta leave. I gotta go home. I gotta get on this podcast. They're like, please send the link to the podcast. I was like, okay, I'll do that too. And I'm like, I'm totally talking shit about it. No, not shit. I was like, but I'm totally talking about you guys tonight. So then they're sitting there like, yay. And then they go off on the other, like, just to the other end of the extreme about, you know, there's one thing of drama. Then they started talking about, and like, they all want to change their name to porn names. And I was like, okay, this went
It's like,
into
what did I
like
just step into?
what did I just got here. I literally just got here. But I swear it was the most entertaining part of my day. I was like, wait. She's like, yeah, I really want to change my name to this porn name. I'm like, you do that and find names for the rest of us.
Just
Like,
because, just because.
just because. And I just have to say, like, on an overall general sense, is these phone MMO games are out of control. The people you meet are literally insane. And some of them is just hilarious. Like, you'll get in these groups and it's freaking awesome.
I think that honestly, that's a lot of MMOs in general, or
Yeah, in
just
general.
fandom any type of closed group or what what people think would be closed, like freaking Reddit. Like there's a lot of like really interesting things going on and where people kind of get over involved with stuff. Remember I was telling you like how it was cool because someone sought me out because they really enjoyed my review. The opposite is what happens most of the time. They don't like something and they have to, they make an account, they find me
Oh
just to
my God.
say I didn't like it. And it's really, and honestly, you would think I said something that was like horrible. Like, like, you know, your mom's a hoe or something. Like, no, all I
You should
said was,
never say that.
I should. I, we'll come back to that. So it would be like, oh, you gave this game, like, I don't know, a 7.8. It should have been an 8. And I'm like, it's really? That's what you're
Wow.
upset about? It's just the
Wow.
smallest things that, and but they go through this whole, I don't know, this weird thing where most of their day is spent trying to find a person that they didn't like because they had an opinion that they didn't agree with.
Right.
That's on the side we were talking about before in terms of immature. Like, I don't have that much time in the day to find someone I don't like. I don't have that
Exactly.
much time in the day to read posts or read or watch YouTube videos from people I don't like. It just doesn't make any sense. If you don't
Yep.
like it, just you can just skip it. You can just
Just
keep
skip
re you
it.
know, keep scrolling. You don't have to, yeah, you don't have to read. And like with these people, they constantly come back to the same places that they don't like, constantly commenting under the same articles they don't like, visiting the
Yes.
sites that they swear they don't like. And I'm like, all right, fam, like this is, come on. And
Right.
if, you know, if anybody's looking at gaming in that sense or any fandom, Star Wars, you know, the people who are upset about classic cartoons coming back, but are, you know, they look different or they've been modernized and they're like, you ruined my childhood. Like all those people, like the
Like,
people
I'm
who
pretty
are,
sure you ruined your own childhood.
yeah, like I think the people who are like super obsessed about certain things and they just cannot take anybody else's opinion on it. That's the spectrum that we're talking about where we're like, okay, if this is what you're trying to justify, then you have a serious, you know, you gotta kind of therapy's a thing. You
Yeah.
should, you know, use that. But
Definitely.
just basic playing, just I enjoy it. It's a good thing. And,
Yeah.
you know, being a nerd, I know a lot about it, but I just enjoy playing video games. Just like I enjoy illustrating. I enjoy reading. I enjoy going outside. Like I enjoy a bunch of stuff. Gaming is just one of them.
I enjoy sleeping.
Sleeping is dope,
Yeah.
especially when you have kids. If you're able
Yeah.
to pull that off, you're the goat.
That's true. We should all try to be like people who know how to sleep when they have kids.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it saves a life. So anyways, that's our
Yes,
show
sir.
for today. Thanks for hanging out with us if you hung out the whole time.
Yeah.
Feel free to comment if you agree. If you don't agree, just be, you know, respectful, 'cause if not, I'm just gonna delete it and, you know, whatever.
Right.
But
Don't be
definitely,
too petty.
exactly. But definitely, you know, let us know. And if you are the person who's spreading this meme, it is what it is. I don't mean any offense, but you still look goofy. That's how it is. That being said, now that I just kind of called you out, feel free to subscribe and hit the notification bell so you're
Yes.
up on all the content that we have coming out, whether it be more episodes of the game cast, whether it be the streams. Also, I didn't get to say it yesterday or last week because we had to breeze by
Yeah,
that,
we
but
shot the shit last week.
right. And you know, we just had therapy for ourselves. But
Yeah.
I'm gonna be streaming on Twitch because apparently it's a little bit easier to kind of get recognized there in certain
Word.
aspects, especially monetarily. So I'm streaming on Twitch Tuesdays at 8 p.m. and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. The Saturday night stream has moved over there. And what'll happen is while I'm streaming, I'm also recording. So then I'll upload the VOD onto YouTube so you can catch it there. So you can catch me on Twitch live, or you can catch me on YouTube, or catch the video, I should say, on YouTube later. But feel free to subscribe to either. But I just want to let people know, so if you're going to YouTube to see the live streams, they're not there. That's just the videos that are pre-recorded videos. All the streaming is now on Twitch. Under Kenny UFG, which is also my Twitter and IG and every just about everywhere else. So definitely check that out. Had a great time streaming. I also got a bunch of codes from different people, different PR, to kind of play their games. So I have a bunch of stuff to choose from. So yeah, stop by, hang out. It's pretty chill. I usually talk about video games and whatever else is going on in life. And so I hear it's cool. So that there's that. but yeah, again, subscribe and share with your friends and your enemies. And yeah, that's it for housekeeping.
All righty. Well, yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I just wanted to pretty much tell everybody the same thing that I always try to tell you guys, but wear a mask, okay? Do
Right.
that. Do a lot of that. Wear two if you've got them. It's getting cold, guys, and we know some holidays are popping up, but I'm gonna put it like this and just saying it. I'm not doing Thanksgiving with my fam. I'm doing Zoom.
No.
Like, I'm just not, I don't live in the same house with my family. It's just me and the dog. So, and my job, I'm in contact with like 300 people per day. I really am. I mean, there's lots of residents that I'm around, and then, they're around other people. And I also take Uber every day. And so I don't really consider myself somebody who is like not just COVID free, like germ free. I'm not isolated. So I can't tell you anything. Like I can't, I'm not the type of person who's like, oh, I don't go anywhere. I only stay in my apartment. No, I'm around people every day, all day long. So I'm not doing Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I just want other people to kind of like think the same way. You like wear your mask and stay away from other people, please, because this COVID nonsense is just getting worse and it's getting cold, so people are coming inside. Stop going to the bars, stop doing all of those stupid things, just stop doing it. Okay, just stop.
Or at the
Stop it.
very least, be smart, because in the sense that we don't want places to close, but I want to say they were allowing you to, because usually you can't take from the bar. Like if you go to a bar, you drink, you have to stay, the alcohol has to stay there. But they were actually allowing kind of like a curbside thing where like you can buy alcohol, kind of like going to the ABC store and taking it with you. And so you can do stuff, just be smart, wash your hands, wear a
And your
mask and your butt, wear a mask. Over your nose and mouth. It doesn't help you if it's below your chin. Again, you look goofy or like a lazy pirate. Just put it over your nose and mouth, and then that way you're good. You can get whatever you are getting, your beverage or whatever, and take it home. Plus it's easier to drink and eat when you could just take the mask off and leave it off at home. Like
No.
instead of going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and, like stop it. Like
Stop.
definitely support these places, but just do it in an intelligent way.
intelligent way. Get the food curbside, get it delivered. I don't care what you got to do. Just don't be in there. Don't be at a bar and then drinking and then doing what normal people do at bars, like talking to people without your masks on and getting close and getting frisky.
Right.
Like, stop it. Stop it. So that's my PSA. Again, like I do all the time, wash your hands and your butts. We're gonna get some merch with that on it. And just have a little bit, just be happy. Have a little fun. Be happy. Life's short. Just smile. Try a smile. Smile for the people. Just have a little fun with it. And remember, nothing is ever too serious. And if you do feel like you're in one of those situations where you're stressed and life is really stressful and you got a lot going on, then just remember to like take a step back, breathe, count 10 seconds, and keep it moving. Nothing's so hard you got to lose friends over unless somebody's just toxic to you. And if they're toxic, it's called boundaries. We were just talking about this in
Right.
relationships. Okay. Boundaries, people. Boundaries. Have a good night. Thank you to our first responders. Thank you to all of our essential workers. Thank you to the people who are keeping our power on so that we can have these lovely conversations with you every week or so
Right.
that only four of you are listening to. But, either way, and keep paying your electric bill so you can keep listening to us. All right, you guys, that's enough for us. We're tired. We're going to bed. We will talk to you next week. Have a good night. Bye-bye.